today, Beis Hashem, we're going to start building in the Sugya of Hargu Einer Bagin. We're going to have some, we went through some hard Sugyas. Rav Yol did an amazing job on difficult Sugya, and now we're going to do some very, very famous and beautiful Sugyas together. We're going to start today. Today won't be difficult, but the building blocks from very, very important Yisodas. Let's begin the Mishnah on Heyamid Beis. Ein Ha'idim Zayim in Ne'arogin, Ashi Yigomar Adin. You need a Gemar Din, Sha'arei HaTzdukin Omrim Ashi Yahare. The Tzedukin said that the only time that there is going to be a Dinam Kasher Zaman is if the defendants were already killed. Shenemar Nefesh bin Nefesh. The appropriate pasuk is Nefesh bin Nefesh. Amr lehem chachamim v'alo kvar nemar v'asisim lo Kasher Zaman. Now the Shaharei should be read in the following way. Shaharei HaTzedukim, Harei Tzedukim is an introductory phrase. The Sadducees had understood that Nefesh bin Nefesh tells us what? Tells us that until the defendants are killed, then we would not have the parsha of Zmama. So Amar lehem Chachamim, the Chacham said to the Tzedukim, V'alo kvar nemar v'asisim lo kasher zaman lasus l'achid. V'arei achid kayam. The Torah tells us you're supposed to do them like they plotted against the brothers. Against his brother. And his brother, the word brother, seems to indicate that he's still alive. The way I just explained the Mishnah is the way Rashi does. Rashi says in Lasos La'achiv, Mashma Sharei Achiv Adayin Kayim. Sounds like that he's still alive. So according to this Hesber of Rashi, what's known in the world as Kasher Zaman Velo Kasher Aso or Hargu Ve'im Eragin is only a rule that comes from a Gzeres HaKosev. It doesn't have any particular logic to it. But the pasuk says, "Vasisim lo kasher zomam lasos la'achiv," and achiv seems to indicate that he's still alive. Some rishonim don't like that. Some rishonim say, "No, there are other mekoros." Who rejects the svara of Rashi Shariyoth of Kayam? Yes, Avi. Very good. So we'll see in a moment that the Ritva rejects that. Vimkein lo menemar nefesh b'nefesh yochum nishashi kibul edusan yaharogu tamalomar nefesh b'nefesh ha'eno ne'erogin actually gomar din. But what about the fact that the Torah does say a life for a life, which would indicate that the defendant has already been killed? So the answer to that question is that we're trying to bring out that he has to be already what we've called in the past dead man walking. In order for him to be dead man walking, he already needs a Gmar Din. So once there was a Gmar Din, so then in such a case you could also describe it as a case of Nefesh B'Nefesh. Let's take a look at Rashi. Ashi Gmar Din. Elim Kei Nimar Tchila Hadin Shel Haminu Lihorek Lachetach Luzmu. Nefesh B'Nefesh Be'edim Zomi Ksiv Lo Sachos Eincha Nefesh B'Nefesh. You shouldn't have mercy on them because they plotted against someone else. Lasos La'achim Mashma. So Rashi is saying the Mashmos, the way it sounds to us, Vasisan lo kasher zaman lasos la'achiv, is that the achiv is a dying kayim, that the defendant is still alive. Yochum ishikibu edusim ubo lehem hazama miyad kodin bardino shel nidam yaharagu. We might have thought that they should be put to death. Kamash malon, that you need a gmar din. As the Talmidim perceptively pointed out, keep that Ritva, please. The Talmidim pointed out that the Ritva disagrees with this explanation of Rashi. Let's take a look at the Ritva. Eino eidim zom in erogin achi yigom radin, at valok var nemar vasisim lo kasher zaman, lav denav kulo midirsiv lo achiv. It can't be that we learn it out because it says lo achiv. Now clearly Rashi did say that. The vaday shafir mikri achiv afil lachar misa, and the Ritva is rayas. When it comes to the mitzvah of Yibum, that if someone dies without children, there is a mitzvah for the brother to marry the wife so as to continue the family name. So there the Torah says that you're going to be making shame achim, and clearly that person is dead. Uksiv as well by the death of Nadav Aviu. Kirvusu es achechem. So the Ritva says you can't read the Mishnah that way. You can't explain the Mishnah. So then what is the Mishnah saying? So before we go on, according to Ritva, what is the Mishnah saying? We need to do the Gemara. The Ritva is going to use the Hemshech of the Gemara. Tani Barivi Omer, Lo Hargu Ne'eragim. If the defendant wasn't put to death, then in such a case, then the Eidim Zomimim can be killed. Hargu, but if they already accomplished their intention, Ein Ne'eragim. Amar Aviv, by the way, Barivi, as you might see from the Masoras HaShas, Rashi and Chulin use an interesting expression. Rashi here by us only says Kacha Yishmo. If you take a look at Chulin Yud Aleph on the Beis, it's good to look these things up. Chulin, Rashi there uses a fascinating description. He says, well, he was one of the Gedolei Ador. It's one of the only times I can recall Rashi using the expression what's now common nomenclature, Gedolim. So Rashi uses it about Barivi. He says he's mentioned a few places in Shas. He's one of the Gedolim. That's what Rashi's Lashon there is. Okay, so he had a father who didn't understand what he said. The halacha is going to be Barivi. Amar Aviv Bini, not Kal V'Chomer. Isn't it not a Kal V'Chomer? Rabbo said, what would the Kal V'Chomer be? Let's just spell out Pshat. What does he mean, Lav Kal V'Chomer? Yes, Gilad?
Someone who comes to kill gets killed.
Someone who comes to kill gets killed. Certainly, if they kill, certainly they should be punished. In many ways, some say this is the whole chidush of Eidim Zomimim, that it's counterintuitive. Okay. Amar lo l'matei Rabbeinu she'ein onshin min hadin. So he responded, we have a yisod that says that we don't make an onesh min hadin, that we don't infer from a kal v'chomer onshin. Now, Rabotzai, what should have been something that you should have noticed in pshat? Don't worry, we're going to get to a lot of gishmak alumnus too, but we never rush to alumnus. What should have been something you noticed in pshat when you read Gemara Rashi? When the Gemara said, Ein onshin min hadin. And if you didn't notice this in pshat, then it means you're running in Seder. That means you're not processing the Gemara with a full avana. You want to get to this, you want to get to that. But what the most important thing is to know the Gemara itself. What should you have noticed in pshat over here? About the Gemara's svar of Ein onshin min hadin. What's the word onish mean? Let's be as precise as possible. Let's take the Gemara's word for it. You need a biblical mandate to give a particular punishment. Look, at the end of the day, we don't understand the punishments of the Bible. They're hard for us to wrap our minds around it. Even Chazal, 2,000 years ago, understood that it's not based on logic. It's a mandate from the Torah. So it's not based on logic. These punishments, which, by the way, helps in explaining to people who are not affiliated, the whole idea of stoning and so on and so forth, it's not based, the Torah never suggested that it was based on a logical construct, even though most of the Torah is based on logical construct. So punishments are not something that's based on logical construct. Ein onshin min hadin, according to many. And that's how we rule. What should you have noticed? Okay, what does the word onish mean? A punishment. What does it apply to? What doesn't it apply to? Yes, Daniel? Oh, so when it comes to Dine Nefashos, Daniel wants to argue. So then in such a case,
You can't kill from a kal v'chomer.
But what would the halacha be for what? What's on your mind?
Dina
mamonos. Dina mamonos. Excellent point. If our understanding is that Einon, and this is something you could say on your own, which Daniel is being mechavi to a Tosis and Bava Kama. But you don't need the Tosis and Bava Kama. What you need is a head and a gemara. That's all you need. You don't need anything else. Ein onshin min hadin is mashma. It infers only, we can infer only in regards to punishment, which is not based on a logical construct. The rules of monetary matters in Torah have two different levels to it. Some of them have biblical mandates that aren't logical, and some of them have rules, and most of them are based on rules that are logical. Sometimes you have to tease out the two. But that's the general strain. So if that's so, Daniil's arguing that it could very well be that we wouldn't say kasher zama v'lo kasher asa when it comes to what? When it comes to dinim onus. Excellent point. If you say that doesn't have the status of an onesh, right? Go ahead, finish up.
No, but if you're learning out from zama, also then you can apply that whatever punishment.
Well.
But this is
a
difference for us.
No, so now we've got a kal v'chomer. So the kal v'chomer doesn't work when it comes to nefashos, right? Because of einon shemin adin. But the kal v'chomer you would be able to say when it comes to nefash, when it comes to mamonos. And maybe there we would say, kasher zaman v'gan kasher asa. That's what he's driving at. Hargu, right? Everybody with me? Everybody follow what we're driving at? Let me spell out. If we say, again, what was the inherent logic of the Gemara? The Gemara's logic was that here we have something that isn't logical. That's what Beribi responded to his father. And he said, you're right, it's not logical, but einon shemin adin. But what about if we're not talking about an onesh? Then maybe we would say, kasher zaman v'gan kasher asa. That's Daniel's deal. And then you would use the kal v'chomer. Good, Eita? Follow that we're saying? Okay. Okay. Now let's take a look. So this is the Gemara. And that's something everybody should say on their own when they read the Gemara, before they open up all the other mikvahs. Let's take a look at the Ritzvah. The Ritzvah continues. And the Ritzvah says like this. Lav d'naflam d'sivlach, yivavad d'shapim mikvay achila filachar. He says, we emphasized before, ubi gemara lo naflam d'hargoy na'ragim, Ela midirtsiv kasher zaman ve'she'ein on shemin adin. Avol melachiv lo nafkula midi. So how's the Ritva learning, Rabbosai? How does the Ritva understand the reason that we say hargu ein eragin? What's that? Kasher zaman. It's exeris hakosim kasher zaman as they plotted, the lo kasher asa, and not as they executed. It's exeris hakosim. But not from the Achiv, as is above questions that we mentioned on Rashi. Today was a busy morning for me, but Gabriel and I were schmoozing with Rabina, so we got to speak and learning between our conversation. So Gabriel had a good kasha. What was your kasha, Gabriel, on this Rashi?
Rashi
isn't
enough based on my face making a stereotype, so.
Show us which Rashi. Very good. Rashi on top of Beis on the Beis, and the Ramaskul Masokal in Niskal, Gabriel pointed out, says, Kedabrinam Beperkin Harguena Ragin Dechsiv Kashazama Velo Kasharasa. So here, Rashi seems to be like the Ritva. He doesn't go with Lachim. Yoser Mizeh, Rashi Ala Torah. If you take a look on Rashi Ala Torah, there he says, Kashazama Masos Lachim. He also says, Kashazam Velo Kasharasa. Be'ezer Hashem, we will get back to this Sarachiyah, work on it, Aaron's mouth in Pnei Yeshua, work on it, Be'ezer Hashem, we will get back to it, okay? Pnei Yeshua Sachakol was in the parentheses. So, okay? But the first thing is to map out the sugya. So there's a fundamental machlokis here between Rashi and the Ritva. Rashi over on the Mishnah, it's interesting, what's the extra word in Rashi? Mashma. I always thought when in the yeshivish way of understanding the word mashma means mashma, it sounds, it is, you know, but the word mashma means it here, it sounds like. Not that it's Rashi saying it is saying that this is what it is, but mashma, I wonder if that's relevant. Okay, Rabosa, this is the Rashi and the Gemara. As Daniel was medayeg, there is an important Tosos in Bava Kamma on Dalet on the base that follows directly up from Daniel's view. I'm going to pass him a Bava Kamma. Bava Kamma Dalet on the base, I put on the Marmikomos. Tosos, then I want to ask you in chat. It's not here. Then it'll be by my seat, Nirvana. Tosos in Bava Kamma makes a very important deal. Now here I won't hold you as accountable as making the deal from our Gemara, but if you look up the Tosos, how many of you looked up the Tosos? Okay? When you look up the Tosos, you should have asked yourself, why is Tosos saying this? The Tosos in Bava Kamma, I still haven't gotten a Gemara. There's, my Shikar. Tosos Bava Kamma on Dalet Amud Beis, a Dibur HaMaskil, thank you, and Be'edim Zomimin says, Pirush Riba. Now, you should notice why Tosos said it. Dafilu Shilem Al Pi Ha'edim Zomimin Chayovin. The lo shayach b'mam and kasher zon v'lo kasher asa, the efsher b'chazara. I'm going to tell you Tosis's words, and that in itself is Tosis's shita, and you tell me why Tosis said it. Number one, Tosis quotes the Rivad that also says that we say kasher zaman v'lo kasher asa by misa, like in our Mishnah. However, we don't say it in regards to Mamanos. Why don't we say it by Mamanos? Tosis says, because there it's Efsher Bechazara. What does Tosis mean? He means the following. It was never entirely done, the Psak of Mamon. If the litigation revolved around money, and Yosef and Binyamin falsely alleged that Reuven is chayiv to pay Shimon, Shimon got the money, no problem. You tell Shimon to give the money back to Reuven. So when it comes to velo kasherasa, kasherasa is never entirely complete because it's Efsher b'chazara. In contrast to Misa, there, it's not Efsher b'chazara, and hence, there we apply kasherzom velo kasherasa. In other words, kasherzom velo kasherasa applies across the board. However, when it comes to Mamon, Mamon's Efsher b'chazara and therefore different. The Reed disagrees with the Ruvah's reason. The Gabe Mamon mechayvinu lu b'kal v'chomer. The Gabe Mamon on Shimin Adin, Daniel, beautiful. Because when it comes to Mamon, we do say on Shimin Adin. What's the Reed saying? What Daniel's going to say 800 years later. The Reed said this 800 years ago, and we're still saying over the same things. Exactly. Daniel's diuk in the Gemara. And that is that when it comes to Mammon, it's true. Kasher Zaman v'lo Kasher Asa applies by Mammonos. V'amevin Yovin, he disagrees with the Rizva. Efsher b'chazara might not apply. Why doesn't Efsher b'chazara apply? Yesh Ladun. It's an interesting question. But that's implicit, V'amevin Yovin. What does the Re say? The Re says that when it comes to Mammon, the whole logic of Ein Onshin Min Adin does not apply. Why? Because Ein Onshin Min Adin means we don't give an irrational punishment based on something that's rational. However, when it comes to Mamanos, which the form of it is rational, so then in such a case, then of course you're going to use the primary principles of rational argument, and that is a Svara. By the way, how do we know that a Svara is Doraisa? It's a Gemara. It's also in the same tractate. It's in Bava Kamma Mem Vav, if I'm not mistaken. The Gemara asks, by Hamotzi Mechaver Ol Varayah, Mem Vav on the base. The Gemara asks, when it comes to the rule that if I own something and you come along and claim that I owe it to you, that's really yours, we have a rule of Hamotzi Mechaver Ol Varayah. And the Gemara quotes a pasuk, Mi Bal Dvar Miga Shalem, asks the Gemara, why do I need a pasuk? It's a svara. From here we see that something that's logical doesn't need a pasuk. A svara works on a level of doraisa. But there are times that our tradition taught us you can't rely on logic, and that's because the din itself is not logical. So then it can't work, presumably. This might have fun of how it works. Presumably, if there's a svara, it won't work based on svara, if the din itself is not logical. So comes Daniel and he says exactly like the Reed. When it comes to Mamon, so there in such a case, Edim Zomimin does pay Kasher Asa. Why? Because the whole reason that we said that we don't pay Kasher Asa is because of Onshin Min, Ein Onshin Min Adin. But Mamon, of course, there we should say Onshin Min I did 2 points in pshat. Number one, two points in pshat. Number one, the Gemara in Bava Kama itself. What is this doing in Bava Kama? Why did Tosfos discuss kasher zonah v'lo kasher asa in Bava Kama? Did anybody figure this out, or you just opened up the Tosfos and you just read the Tosfos, or did you think about what's the pshat over here? So the pshat in Bava Kama Dalet Amud Beis is based on this. The Gemara in Bava Kama tells us there is chav dalet avos nezikin. And in the list of the 24 types of Nezikin, Edim Zomimin is one of those lists. Now the Gemara clearly, if you take a look, the Gemara there is clearly talking about those things that are a case of retribution. You did something to someone, and therefore you have to pay him back. If we're the rule of Kasher Zama, the low Kasher Asa applies to Edim Zomimin, then Edim Zomimin shouldn't be in the list. Because what's the 24 types of Nezikin? Your ox goes and damages, so you have to pay him back. You stole, you have to pay him back. Your fire damaged, you have to pay him back. But what happens when it comes to what? When it comes to Edim Zomimin? So there, hafuch! He didn't do anything. The moment he did something, he doesn't pay. So it doesn't make any sense. That's what Tosfos is bothered by. And anybody who says that Kasher Zaman v'lo Kasher Asa applies to Mammon, he's going to have to contend with Bava Kama, Dalet Amud Beis. Because it's clear from the Gemara that you don't say Kasher Asa. It would be entirely incongruous. And this is again an example of pshat. You can know how to say Rebbe Kiva Eber Svara, that's very, very easy. You can know to say over Rebbe Chaim backwards, that's very, very easy. But to understand why Tosa said something and why Rashi said something, that's the Iker of learning. So that's what's going on over here in this line of the Gemara, and that's what Tosa is saying. So Tosa says a Yisod about Kasher Zama below Kasher Asa, and the Yisod that Tosa is saying is, and number one, that Mom is Efshir B'Chazara, and number two, the other thing that Tosa suggests is not that it's Efshir B'Chazara, but rather it could be based on the idea of Onshin Min Hadin. Now let's look back at the Ritva. The Ritva who said that we're not based on Achiv, and according to the Ritva who says that the Pshat, and the reason why the fellow doesn't have to pay back is because the Ritva had said, because of Ein Onshin Min Hadin, what would we expect the Ritva now to say? What would an Achimina be between the Ritva and Rashi? Let's take Rashi literally right now. What would the obvious nafgamina be, Aaron?
By Rashi, you only by me so long, according to the Ritva, it could be by all three.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
The Ritva said it's based on Onshin Min Adim.
No, but I'm saying it's kasher. At least by Malchus and.
We'll get to Malchus in a second. Let's just try to stay. Let's contrast the extremes. Mammon and Misa. According to the Ritva, who says it's based on Ein Onshin Min Adim, maybe the Ritva would say, forget about what the Ritva does say. I'm saying in logic right now. Maybe the Ritva would say that the halacha is that when it comes to mamonis, then we would say, you do apply kasher asa, right? According to the Ritva. According to Rashi, if it's the parsha of la'achiv, is achiv kaya? Well, achiv is also kaya. So according to both of them, it could very well be that the possibility would be, comes to both of them, it would apply when it comes to mammon. The Ainu, what do we mean it would apply? No pronouns. What it means is that we would say kasher zaman is chayiv, vegan kasher asa is going to be chayiv. So, b'chura Rashi and Ritva, as a nafkamina in the two pshatim, Rashi and the Ritva would agree on that side. Now, there were a few questions. I saw there were a couple in the back, and then I'll go back to the front, because it's harder for, I forget about the back. Yes, Yitzi. Yeah, I'm suggesting, for lack of a better term, a balbatish svara, that when it comes to onish in general, onish itself is not logical. It's clear that onish is a teres hakasa. So the man d'amer, it's a machlok, is onshin min adin or ain't onshin min adin. But the man d'amer who holds onshin min adin, He's assuming, Einon Shemin Adin is assuming that since the onesh is not logical, then you don't use a koach of logic to enforce something that itself is not logical. However, when it comes to Mamonos, which is based in Svara, Baharaya, the Gemara said, Yibai Samek, Lomeli Cross Svara, who in regards to Dine Mamonos, so over there we would say Onshin Min Adin, as Tosus assumes in the second day. That's what we were saying. Okay. Now, Rabosai, let's take a look at a Rambam that we're going to spend, Be'ezer Hashem, a lot of time on. But so far, so good. It's nice to get to a classic sugya. All right, Rabosai, we have nice makoros. It's smooth. It's complicated. It's not too complicated, but at the same time, deep. All right, let's take a look now, Be'ezer Hashem, at the Rambam. Here, Aaron, this is yours. Thank you very, very much. The Rambam in Perek Kof, Halacha Beis and Hilchos Eidus, gets involved in the above issues. Zok de Heilige Rambam. Nerag ze sheyidu alav. Va'acha kachuzmu. Eino neragim min adin. Shenemar kasher zomam lasos la'achim. Vadayin lo asa. V'dover zemi piag kabbalah. Avolim loka ze sheyidu alav. Lokin. But if the fellow got malchus, then even though we generally have the rule kasher zomam velo kasher asa, in such a case, even if Reuven got malchus already, Yosef and Binyamin will get malchus. V'cheinim yotza mama miyatzel yotze beidusan choser lebalov u'mishalmin lo. Let's be medayik in the Rambam. What does the Rambam mean when the Rambam says choser lebalov u'mishalmin lo? Let's touch up. Let's just translate the Rambam correctly. Choser lebalav u'mishalmin lo. Yes, Oren.
If they were made that Reuven owed Shimon $50.
Very good.
Then Reuven had to pay the $50, so Shimon has to give back the $50 that he took from Reuven, and the Edom have to pay.
Very good. If Reuven paid and he didn't have to, Shimon has to pay him back. A, and then Yosef and Binyamin, who plotted against Reuven, have to pay Reuven as well.
Yeah, it ends up every once in a while someone who's accused falsely. Well, the Chazal say, if God forbid a person is accused falsely in the heavens, they will ultimately be compensated from the embarrassment that they received. Here is a case where actually he'll be rewarded in this world, because the Edom Zomim, Yosef and Binyamin, will have to pay to Reuven. Of course, there's something that jumps out at us right away in the Rambam. Where does the Rambam evoke the rule kasher zaman velo kasher asa? Only by nefashos. He says kasher asa doesn't apply by malchus, as well as when by mamonos. By the way, I leave open a question. I'd like to hear what you have to say. I don't have a strong opinion. In the machlokis, quote unquote machlokis between Rashi and Ritva, the way the Ritva set it up was machlokis between him and Rashi. How does the Rambam sound like he's learning the idea of Hargoway Nairogin? Kasher Zama velo Kasher Asa? How many agree with Gabriel?
He quotes all pasuk,
Lasos La'achit. But then he says, Va'adayin lo asa, dover zeh. Okay, I would bet, I didn't look into this too much, I would bet if you, nowadays you don't have to go to a library to open up a zillion svarim. I remember when I was in Tarvadas, I would see the older boys standing by the bookshelves of the Rishonim and the Achronim, and just opening sefer after sefer, you know, looking for what they were bothered by. So nowadays we don't have to do that anymore. Most of the time, all you have to do in a Rambam, all you do is turn to the back of a Frankel Rambam, and they'll tell you who talks about it. I think in the long run, Amelus Vatora, laboring and toiling the Torah, has been hurt by that. The most powerful thing that has hurt us in Amelus Vatora has been the cell phones and the internet, for sure. And I speak for myself. How often now do we sit and learn 2 hours straight without thinking about anything else except for the Savior? So maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew that there was no way someone was going to call us in the middle before we found any questions. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to make the process quicker. They gave us these Sfarim to help us out, to find these things. But Rabosai, I've come to appreciate Shabbos that much more because there's no gadgets to, we're able to sit, if we sit down somewhere, it can be us and God, or us and our family, nothing else to, no phone calls and so on. I have a little bit of a disagreement with my wife and children. It's hardly ever we're able to sit in the house and sit and eat a meal together. Even if you don't answer the phone, what happens? So the nowadays, used to be the answering machine was in one room. Nowadays we got so advanced, so we have cordless phones throughout the house, and the cordless phones have the answering machine. And it means wherever you are, you hear the person that's leaving the message. It's impossible to get to be alone anymore. It's a very very it's a difficult avoda, and it's hurt all parts of our lives, and it's affected also our Amelus Batorah as well. So if you have the opportunity to drop off your cell phone in a box, and you're mechuyev to do in yeshiva in the morning. Morning Seder and night Seder, but even afternoon Seder, and even Friday morning, and even God willing, when you have more responsibilities in your life, that you should really, really keep this in mind, because to be able to really accomplish something, to really appreciate something, you gotta invest your entire attention and emotion into it. And if you don't do it, so then it comes out lacking, and I can tell you personally in my own life, I've noticed it. Okay. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given this in the Frankel. I bet if you look back over there, you'll see that I would bet without looking that there will be two opinions of how to read the Rambam. To emphasize, Gavriel is saying that it's saying Kasher Zalman below Kasher Asa, like Rashi on Beis and the Beis. Possibly like the Ritva had said. And other Talmidim, Orim, was arguing, no, he quotes the end of the pasuk, Lasos La'achiv, which seems to indicate, Mash Masha Achiv Kayim. Okay, Yesh Lodun, in the Shita of the Rambam. Now, of course, the Mefarshim point out that the Ravid said, you tell me what the Ravid is doing here. The Ravid says, Nera Gzeh She'idu Alav, Amar Avram Shibush Huzeh. This is a mistake. Shibush Huzeh. What does the Ravid mean when he says it's a mistake? What's the Ravid saying when he says Shibush Huzeh? What's he referring to? What's the error? It doesn't tell us much. You see the Kesef Mishnah? If you didn't have a chance to see it, it's okay. What would you venture, even without seeing the Kesef Mishnah, what would you venture? Yes, Oren? Okay, so Kesef Mishnah understands more simply. He says, we have Xeris HaKasa Kasha Sama Velo Kasha Rasa. Should apply to everything. That's how the Kesef Mishnah seems to understand. Let's take a look at the Kesef Mishnah. Avol im loka ze sheyidu alof. Everybody have it where I am. In the Frankel edition, it's 10 lines in. In the old edition, most of you don't have Rambams. I put a star in the Rambam, didn't I? I starred the Rambam, right? Okay. So, where is in the standard edition? Who has a standard edition? Anybody want to pass me a standard edition so I can show you where I'm picking up from? In the standard edition, it's 2 lines above the wide. It says like this: I will look as if she idu alav loke v'chein yatsim mamon. Sarek levakish tam. May ayin lo the rabbeinu lechalik be'misal mamon u'malkus. Where did the Rambam get this idea to the friendship between all these two? To the chora mashu the loshna mamon u'malkus omisa v'chula be'ina kashizam lo kashirasa. So Kesef Mishnah says, I'm not sure where the Rambam got this distinction from. What does the Kesef Mishnah do? He answers halfway. The Kesef Mishnah says, I could explain the differentiation between Misa and Mammon. Now, when it comes to Mammon, we would say Kasher Zoman Vigam Kasher Asa. And when it comes to Misa, not. What's the Svara that the Kesef Mishnah is going to use, Rabbi Osai? Oh, the Tosis of Baba Kama. Tosis of Baba Kama gave us two reasons. Number one, Efshir Bechazara. Number two, he says, we have the second Svara, Onshim Min Adin. Okay, so the Kesef Mishnah believes that the Rambam is going to go with the Tosfos. Can anybody bring a raya to the Kesef Mishnah from the Lashon HaRambam? The Lashon HaRambam itself seems to substantiate what the Kesef Mishnah is saying. Yes, Aaron? Yeah. Why the Rambam emphasizes Chozer Lebalav Umeshalmin Lo could be that, number one, the Rambam is just teaching us the halacha that Reuven has to pay Shimon has to pay Reuven back. Or it could be that the Rambam is driving at something deeper. Because it's Efshir Bechazara, because the money could be returned, so then it's never entirely Kasher Zaman. You could definitely read that into the words of the Rambam. But the Kesef Mishnah leaves off that the Rambam is difficult from the perspective of what? Malkus. So there is a beautiful Reb Chaim, where Reb Chaim tries to be Masbir that difficulty that the Kesef Mishnah never got to. We'll do the Reb Chaim inside, thank you. It's a straightforward Reb Chaim, it's a beautiful Reb Chaim, it's a classic Reb Chaim, and you could use this in many places in Shas, Be'ezer Hashem. We didn't photocopy the Reb Chaim. Did anybody photocopy it? Let's see, how many anybody have questions? Maybe if we would send someone to run the photocopy, then maybe we could do it inside together. You want to run the photocopy? Any ha'aros, any questions that, Amy, go ahead.
You mean on the sugya and kavara?
Sorry, Aaron, you can pass over to somebody else.
You mean on the sugya?
On what we've discussed up until now.
Yeah, so how do we know that Rashi is using the word achiv and not lasos? Lasos instead of lasos.
Rashi says,
Lasos le'achiv,
Lasos le'achiv, Lasos le'achiv, both. Lasos le'achiv. Both of them. Yes, Mordechai Yaakov.
What's the difference?
I don't understand why the Pasuk says Nefesh b'Nefesh. The Gra points out, I don't know why there was somewhere the yourselves a Nefesh kachas Nefesh.
What would be wrong if it is Nefesh?
No, it's not the Pasuk. It's the Psukim. Can you pass a Dvar, please? Anybody have a
Chodesh?
Not in mine. This is my Gemara from when I learned in the Mir. Thank you. From when I learned in the Mir 20 years ago. Those days they didn't put the Pesukim on the side. You had to put them on. So it's in Dvar Rabosai, where everybody by now should know where the Parsha of Edom Zomim is. Where is it? Dvarim Yutes, Parsha Shoftim. And there, the pasuk says, "Vasisim lo kasha zomam lasos lachi v'arta rabbi kibecha." Skipping a pasuk, "V'lo sacho seinecha nefesh benefesh ayin ba'ayin shein b'shein yad b'yad regel b'rega." Why would someone have in his head nefesh tachas nefesh? Why would that be in the back? Very good. This week, it's actually a fascinating question. Why we have in this week's parsha, at the end of this week's parsha, we have all those parshias. At the end of this past week's Torah reading. But yes, it's in this week's parsha. Yes, Aaron?
Two things. First off, it's not what I'm pointing out, but the mashma from the Rambam and Perish Mashiach that it's Achiv, not the.
Not like. Oh, very good. Okay, so let's take a look. Look, the fact that we didn't have copies gave us a bonus over here. But we get to take a look at the Rambam and Perish Mashiach. Let's take a look what the Rambam Yerusha Mishnayis says. It's great to look up the Rambam Yerusha Mishnayis, always a good idea. Eina Eid Zomim Nerogin Achiv Mardin Kishinera Gosu Sheidu Lo Ba'achar Mosu Huzmu Eidim Lo Yargu Moshe Ne'emar Kasha Zomam Lasos Lachu V'adayin Ochiv Kayim. Excellent, Aaron. Excellent, Ha'ara. Okay, what else? So Lechura, that's a raya that Orin is right and Gabriel is incorrect. And what do you say about that? What do you say about that, Gabriel? But the Rambam and Pirush HaMishnah,
I saw it.
You saw it. But you want to... That's the Lashon Mishnah. That's a nice response. At the end of the day, he's not adding much. The Mishnah already... Except the one difference is Va'arei versus Va'adayin, and there's no raya at all from that, because... What language did the Rambam write the Pirush HaMishnah? People were so cynical and so on of Art Scroll when Art Scroll came out. The Rambam is not new. Art Scroll is not a new phenomenon. Art Scroll is... This phenomenon existed 900 years ago. The Rambam himself wrote a translation for... Wrote things in people's native tongue. It was written originally in Arabic. It was not written in Hebrew. It was translated into Hebrew. But the Rambam was the first Art Scroll. The Rambam wrote in Arabic for the people of his time. Yes.
And is Rebbe willing to go as far as say the Rebbe was calling on Rashi by Malkus?
So I suggested that according to the Svara of Onshin Min Adin,
Rebbe is going to cover.
No. I suggested that according to both of those Svaras, Onshin Min Adin.
I'm saying is Rebbe willing to go as far as say by Malkus that because that they be Malkus Rashi as well.
Possibly. Nachon. Aaron's, you know what? That's also a good point to flesh out. Because we're about to start the Malkus part, so let's flesh that out. What do we see according to the Ritva? The Ritva goes with Ein Onshin Min Adin. We said that by Mamanos, Lechura, one would say Onshin Min Adin. What would we say in regards to Malkus? So Malkus is clearly an Onesh. So then the Ritva would agree, Kasher Zaman, Velo, Kasher Rasa. Aaron asks, what would Rashi say? He's still the Achiv, right? It's not that he was dead, he was killed. So he wants to suggest, maybe according to the Ritva, there wouldn't be Malkus in case of Kasher Rasa. But according to Rashi, if it's the Achiv, he's still the Achiv. And then in such a case, we would say, Kasher Zama Vigam Kasher Rasa. That's what he wants to suggest. What do you want to say, Yitzi?
The Ritva is clearly
that
there's a low between Malkus and Misa.
All right. He says it in terms of Kasher Zaman or in terms of... Oh. So that's why I said I'm not talking yet in the Ritva, I'm talking in theory. But Yitzi gives us an important Mara Malkum, Lechura also in the Hemshep, we'll see in the Ritva as well. But Yafemot, it's important to be made of. So what Yitzi's saying is that this was just in theory altogether. If you're going to say it's a low plug, then it could be even logic would have taken you in that direction. We have to see more. Okay. So now we have the photocopies. We saw the Rambam. That the Rambam says that the halacha is that if the fellow got Malkus, so then in such a case, we say, Kasher Zaman v'gam Kasher Rasa. Reb Chaim points out that the Ravid objects. And he gives explanation of the Kesef Mishnah. Let's pick up with that. Three lines in. Uvir HaKesef Mishnah Kamanasa, the Svirulei, the Malkus Shabbat Lemisa, the Gam the Malkus Amrina Kasher Zaman v'lo Kasher Asa. Ube'emes Sarech Yud, Daregam Chiyuva De'edim Zaman b'Malkus Ahavim Achra the Kasher Zaman Lassos. Ume'achar the Darshina Kasher Zaman Lassos v'lo Asa. Imkei Me'echi Teisi. Didn't make its way around. Not everybody got it. So maybe those of you who have send one to the middle and look on with each other.
Which do you want last name?
Perechess halacha base, three lines in. Ubeemes sarachiyu daregam chiyuva deim zomem malchus ahavim achkra. The kasher zomem lasos umeachad darshini kasher zomem lasos v'lo asa im keim eichi teisi mitchayib malchus gam ba'asa. He asks a basic question, and he asks. By the way, you see, this might connect to the ritva that you mentioned as a low plug. And that is all of these things at the end of the day, both Misa, Mamon, Malkus, all of them are connected to Kasher Zaman. And once we have Xeris HaKasuv Kasher Zaman v'lo Kasher Asa, why would we differentiate between Malkus, Mamon, and Misa? And he points out that Tosos gave us a Svara. And we discussed this Svara of Tosos, V'ayim B'Tosos, that gives two Svaras. Skipping the Tosos, we went through that already. וזה לא שני רמב״ם שם, וכן אם יוצא מום מיד זה ליד זה, בידוסן חוזר בלו ומשלמן לו את הלשונה. And we see the Rambam goes with the svara of Efshir Bechazara. By the way, we see Reb Chaim made our deal that we made. We see our deal that we made that the Rambam, when he says Beidusan Chozer LeBalav U'Meshalman Lo, is telling us the idea of Bechazara. I didn't notice this last time I did the Reb Chaim, but Reb Chaim says this exact point that we just said in the Rambam. Asher Zeh Shekosar Hochach Dina Da Amam Chozer U'Kifi Anira Time of Efshir Bechazara. ומאשר דילאב אוכל בכי הבמרינן גם גבי מומנחת ראשו דזומן ולא עושה. וצורך עיון מה ישנו דממלכה סביר אלי לרמב״ם דחיותן גם בעושה. But wait, why is it that when it comes to Malkus we say kasher זון וגם kasher עושה? What should we say when it comes to Malkus? When it comes to Malkus we should say kasher זומן ולא kasher עושה. Because the logic of Efshir Bechazara only applies to Mammon. It does not apply to Malkus. Explains Reb Chaim Menir Lomar and Darei Matzinu Gabi Malkus to begin on Dachga Sheilaka Bifnei Bezdin. We see that when it comes to Malkus, the Malkus has to be done specifically in front of Bezdin. Uchid Yichsin Bikra V'Yipilu Ashovet V'Yikol Lefanov. That there's a requirement that Malkus be done in by Bezdin. What would happen if you had a vigilante who took the law into his own hands and he gave Malkus on his own? It would be halakhically insignificant. That individual would be a gangster and would have to be held accountable for his actions. But in terms of Bezdin, Bezdin never gave Malkus. V'chein v'loshen ha-ramba perek tizayin milcha sanedra locha beiz malkin bizman hazeh b'chol mokum min ha-tor b'fnei shlosha smuchin. It could be done only by Shlosha Smuchin. V'lishna de b'fnei Shlosha, mashma de kol gavzos, shamalkas tia b'fnei amdafka. The Malkus has to be done specifically in front of Bezdin. V'chol ikra shel Malkus kiuma urak b'fnei Bezdin. U'ked de kaimelon de gam b'kfisa l'chud u'borach mifta mikrot v'nikla achichal einecha. V'zeh repshita de lo shayich rak b'Bezdin. Ukedin v'nikla, kach din shel etzem ha-malkus, de tarvayucha de milsi. Don't worry about this v'nikla, we'll skip this right now because it's not really critical for our point. V'seder ha-malkus, mavur b'makas, dafchot gimel. De'echo me'adayonim korei v'asheni mone v'ashisho mereko. There's a whole protocol that's necessary for the halacha. V'haynu mishum da ha-malkus hi b'fnei bezden. V'nilko shelo b'fnei bezden, ain't the malkus klal. V'lo miftar b'achi. So says Reb Chaim very simply and very beautifully. Is it possible to have kasher also when it comes to Malkus? If someone was falsely alleged and Bezdin gives them Malkus, did Bezdin give them Malkus? What do I mean? If Bezdin gave them Malkus, did Bezdin give them Malkus? The answer is Bezdin beat the guy up. They didn't do anything judicial. It was based on false information. That's not called kasher asa. Since there's a particular protocol of Malkus, the reason, by the way, just to understand in the basic appreciation of what's going on, is when Bezdin is doing something as aggressive as hitting somebody, it has to be done in an appropriate way. The moment it gets into the wrong hands is the moment that we take something that's beautiful and judicial and turn it into something that's violent. So particularly when it comes to Malkus, it has to be done in a particular manner. If it's not done in a particular manner, so then in such a case, it's just simply an act of vigilantism. Says Reb Chaim, what happens if they followed all the protocol, but they got their information wrong? So I'll tell you what I would have thought. I would have thought Bezdin did a regular action that they're supposed to. They followed all the judicial process. It was kasher asa, but nevertheless, Bezdin was an onus. They were an onus. They got their information wrong. They did their best. They were an onus. But they executed a punishment which was incorrect. Just like when it comes to Misa. will we hold judges accountable? If they put somebody to death and they weren't negligent, they did all their drisha v'chakira. And it turns out these witnesses are such good liars, they fooled Beis Din even though Beis Din did the appropriate job. What would we say? We would say that these dayanim is status on the dayanim. Chas v'chalila, we would never say that. So how do we look at this tragic death? We would look at this tragic death as an onus. Says Reb Chaim. But we don't look at it that way when it comes to Malchus. When it comes to Malchus, we don't look at it as if Beis Din gave a psak. There's no kasherasa. There's no kasherasa. Why? He continues on. Ulefiza nira de kishuuzmo eidu vi glori milsa de lo asa velo klum. Velo nischayiv Malchus me olam. In Cain on Nimsa, the Ain Al Amalkus dig Maisa Beis Din Klal. These guys weren't Dayanim and Shoftim when they hit him. It was an act of vigilanteism. Velo Chashivi Beis Din Bazeh. Vahol Kechutz Le Beis Din. It's considered as if they kicked him out of Beis Din. V'im Cain on Igloi Milsa de Mashalok Ain Bazeh Din Malkus. Velo Choshev Suasa. That's the critical line. It's no longer Kasher Zaman. The Kasherasa, it wasn't Kasherasa because Beis Din never did anything. It's like they beat somebody up. What's the follow up Kasher that you all have to ask? On this? Yes, AB, what's the follow up question you have to ask now?
I don't understand the klal because they follow protocol. And you're saying if they follow protocol.
That's where Reb Chaim is being Mechadish. Even if you follow protocol. They're vigilantes. They were an onus. In other words, that they didn't do anything negligent. They're innocent vigilantes, but the halakha views them as if they've done a vigilante action. What's the kasha on that? Why are you bothered? You're bothered emotionally?
No.
Or you're bothered logically?
Why that?
Emotions are very, very important.
Why that and not me?
I'm thirsting to be in Miron. Everything's shut down. You heard it? Everything's shut down. I think it had to do with Matzah Shabbos, but I think it's connected to that. But from what I understood, Ramosha and I were planning to go up, but the police didn't allow more people to come in because there are 200,000 people that were waiting for buses to come back. And the buses, something didn't work out with all the buses. Maybe the buses estimated 150,000 people, not 200,000 people. And so there's a little bit of chaos that's going on right now. Kadosh Baruch Hu should protect everybody. I don't think it's anything dangerous, from what I've heard. But basically, Baruch Hashem, we have Jewish policemen. Baruch Hashem, I don't know. The policemen have always been very, very nice to me. And they help us so much. So they have to shut down. But the traffic is now going. There are thousands and thousands of cars that are not being let, and buses that are not being let in. So emotionally, I very much want to be there. So there's room for emotion. But right now we're trying to understand the sugya logically. So that's our tafkid right now. So for Miron is to be emotional. Here we have to be logical. What's logically bothering you?
Yeah, why is that considered like they
vigilante?
But when they killed somebody by
that's what you need to ask.
Yes.
Very good. So Reb Chaim goes on. V'lo damya Malchus l'misa u'mama. And there's no comparison between Malchus, Misa, and Mama. D'hasam hare lo ba'inan sh'akiyum yeh be'Beis Din dafka. Here Reb Chaim says an amazing chiddush. He says, when it comes to Misa, it doesn't have to be done in Beis Din. Am I reading right?
That's what we're
supposed to do. Let's see. Well, first, you'll tell me the tells us after we process what Reb Chaim says. Vimkein Alpha Gabda Acha Kachi Gloy Milsa Long Mechai Misa Mammon, Vigloy Milsa Gamzet, the Ain Al Misa Din Misa's Bezval, and Ain Al Mammon Din Tashlumin. I will call Zeu Rak Mishum the Chosolo Achiv Shal Misa. Ubazay gets there's Kosa the Mikriosa. The Bechiha, I record the Zom Lassus Velosa. The Kai Gabda the Hosal Pia the Shek and Mikriosa Mifter. Masha Ain came Malchus. The Ispa Din Misuyim. The gam hakiyum vatsias hamalkus tsarech lios bifnei bezdin. The Chaim continues going with this idea that the malkus specifically has to be done in front of bezdin following protocol. In came behuzmu hanim to the chasim idin hamaki and the bottle midin malkus. Okay, Shabbos real later Rambam. The kiyum moment sinu asay teres hakosim shei nigra asa. Okay, shul other dina. The kiyum in the bottle midin malkus shuv lo haga asa klam. I don't know. Abi's kasha sounds like a good kasha to me.
So when there was already a Gemara Dina based in. Once there's a Gemara Dina based in, anyone can kill it, like we said before in the Gemara.
Where did the Gemara say this?
Well, Gemara, when we said that we were killing a dead man already, when you're hosed, when you're mazir. The Gemara we saw in the last stop.
Where do you see that? Don't require a protocol.
What we said that you're
dead man.
Also said that you're killing someone. You're not chayiv.
Not chayiv. Oh, so or in an eight, I want to say something that I don't understand. Or in an eight, I want to say like this.
Mutter.
Mutter. Not chayiv and mutter are two different things. Or in an eight, I want to argue like this. They want to say potter, not mutter. Or in an eight, I want to say it like this. Kima chigi shulei nechozer magid now, Oren. We're gonna turn you into a Lag BaOmer bonfire over here. They want to suggest that we learned that there's idea of a dead man walking. That what? That once someone's been indicted, that's the most important thing. Bez didn't indict somebody to be put to death. And then, there's no, Bezdin walks away. And they want to argue that from as far as Bezdin's perspective is concerned, they don't care how the person gets killed. Whether it's Jack Ruby, my maven Yavin. Anybody know I'm talking about? Oh. Jack Ruby? Yeah. Did I get the name right? Mr. Freddie's father knows. He killed Kenny's murderer. Right. He killed Kenny's murderer. Jack Ruby was a Jewish bar club owner, was the one who killed Lee Harvey Oswald. Yeah. Well, you guys are mamish amaratzim. They don't know anything. These guys. What's that? It's more than them. Okay. So, I don't care whether it's Jack Ruby or whether it's the district attorney. At the end of the day, Bezdin knows that the guy's chayav misa. From Bezdin's perspective, that will be fine. However, the person would be killed. Maybe not in a torturous manner, but as long as the person's killed, that's fine. That's what they want to argue. Raposa, you think what they're saying is correct? I don't know. Just like Reb Chaim Bing's Rayas, that the Mishnayos tell us a particular way in the third parak, how you're supposed to give malchus, so it happens to be, for some reason, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it that all yeshiva bachrim learn Maseches Makis because it's small. But Maseches Sanhedrin, no one learns. Why? Because it's big. So in Maseches Sanhedrin, their Mishnah is about how you're supposed to kill somebody. So what's your point that the fellow is potter, that is, what's Reb Chaim's raya? Reb Chaim's raya is that there's protocol. I have news for you. There's protocol how this dead man walking is also supposed to be killed. So why does it make it any less vigilanteism? It's a beautiful Reb Chaim, but it's a very, very, very difficult Reb Chaim.
This guy escapes, so I'll take it into your own hands, though.
Derech Agav, Reb Chaim didn't even say that. He didn't make your point. I mean, I stopped the Chazon Ish asked this kasha, no? I don't have the Chazon Ish. Or maybe, does Reb Chaim answer it somewhere? Yitzi and Natanel, did you see where Reb Chaim answers that somewhere? Does he answer it somewhere? Does Reb Chaim somewhere in the piece answer this question? This is one of those types of questions that I would imagine the Chazon Ish would be all over Reb Chaim. Oh! See, this is by the way, you know, if you learn for a little bit of time, so you know that you have a sense of the Chazon Ish. No, the Chazanish is going to ask this question. So Baruch Hashem, I plan to look up the Chazanish, but Gabriel and I, the last half hour of preparation, we're with the Rabbina. So Baruch Hashem, the Chazanish asks this question. Tzarechiyun! Mehecha psika le'lagoin atavar. Where did Rav Chaim get this idea from? U'mepshuto malchus u'misa shavim v'nas al yidei bezdin. U'nihid malchus atzman tzarech shiamdu bezdin alof k'dafinu b'sefishu loka v'ein avba. It's true that there is a part of the pasuk v'nikla chicha be'inecha that's supposed to be in front of you. U'kum b'vor b'rambam. Zeh l'takanto. All that was is not a halacha on be'inecha. And all of your diukim are wrong. What he said is good, it's potter, but there's no makar mutter, and that if there's no protocol, of course it's a protocol. And the fact that in yeshivas they nowadays only learn small masechtas and they don't learn big masechtas, that doesn't mean that you could say that there's only a protocol for makis and not a protocol for misa. It's just not true. There's a protocol for misa as well. Just one second. Zelu dekantai pen yichanesh hamalkas etzarech lafsiko. Aber ein paar Schubo will kuschle ein Pesach wo Pesach war dein Miftar. Wenn ich ein Pesach heim will, um ich schon eine Sache. So just like when it comes to Misa, Pesach makes a mistake and they kill him. Same thing when it comes to the Halach HaMalkus. The Rav Chaim is beautiful in his Akdor Kasher Asa. I always thought the Rav Chaim was beautiful, but it made no sense to me. And I'm so thrilled that even though I didn't have the moments before Shir to find it, that it made sense to me that the Chazanish would ask such a kasha. It's a svara which is based on the pasuk v'nikla achicha be'inecha, that he's supposed to be hidden in front of your eyes. But the inherent idea, that's the Xeris HaKasuk, but the inherent notion that you could say that protocol was followed when it comes to Misa and protocol wasn't followed when it comes to Makos, if you say they follow the protocol for Misa and it's Kasher Asa, then they follow the protocol for Malkus when it's Kasher Asa. And if you say they didn't follow it for this, then they didn't follow it for that. Amir, am I out of time? I have 2 minutes. Clarification question?
What's
Reb Chaim coming to answer? What's my Kasha? Our Kasha is, all of us were asking it. At the end of the day, Reb Chaim says, no! It's not Kasher Asa, because it was nothing, they just did vigilantism. And our Kasher is, if it's vigilantism when it comes to Malkus, it's vigilantism when it comes to Misa. That's our Kasher. You got it? What's the halacha? Kasher, what?
What's wrong with it being vigilantism by Misa?
Then nothing makes sense, because we say Kasher Zaman below Kasher Asa when it comes to Misa. What did the Rambam say at me? The Rambam said that when it comes to Misa, so then in such a case, if it was done, then it doesn't. Then the Edom Zomim don't get put to death. We say hard way there, Rakin. But when it comes to Malkus, we say Laku, Lakin. So he's being Masbir there, but it doesn't make any sense. This is one of the only Reb Chaims that absolutely made no sense to me. Makes no. It's a beautiful Reb Chaim. You see how he went through the methodically the pshat by mamish. Don't understand what he's saying. He says as a chassid of Reb Chaim. Mamish, don't understand what he's saying. Maybe we'll conclude with that difficulty. Maybe we need a little Cyrus from Teres Hamiska. Maybe.